week I am discussing the Pink Floyd Band episode number 1. Let's get to it with today's topic. Pink Floyd are an English rock band formed in London in 1965. Gaining an early following as one of the first British psychedelic groups.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it. This article summarizes the history of Pink Floyd, a British rock band that was influential in the development of progressive rock and ambient music. The band was formed in 1964 in North London and gained an early following as one of the first British psychedelic groups. They produced two more albums before entering a period of inactivity, and under Peter Jenner and King's guidance, became part of London's underground music scene. In December 1966, Pink Floyd secured their first recording time at a studio in West Hampstead through one of Wright's friends, and later became the resident band at the Countdown Club near Kensington High Street. Under Barrett's leadership, Pink Floyd released two charting singles and their debut album The Piper at the Gates of Dawn in 1967. Their second album Days of Future Past was a fusion of rock with classical music which established the band as pioneers in the development of art rock and progressive rock. They evolved from an earlier group called the Ivies which became the first group signed by the Beatles' Apple label in 1968. During their career, they released six albums, three singles, and toured extensively. In 1996, they were inducted into the U.S. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and in 2005 they were inducted into the U.K. Music Hall of Fame.
Pink Floyd was one of the first British psychedelic groups, formed in London in 1965. The original lineup consisted of keyboardist Mike Pinder, guitarist Denny Lane and bassist Clint Warwick, who were later joined by guitarist and vocalist Syd Barrett. As the group's sound developed, they became a leading band in the progressive rock genre. Pink Floyd's extended compositions featured sonic experimentation and instrumentalists such as Ray Davis, Dave Gilmour and Nick Mason. The band also incorporated elaborate live shows with their experimentation and philosophical lyrics. Later members included brothers Ray and Dave Gilmour as well as drummer Graham Edge. Pink Floyd are an English rock band formed in London in 1965 and were among the first groups to popularize the concept of the concept album, though their music also drew from a range of genres including progressive rock, psychedelic and ambient music. Over their years of existence they have undergone various incarnations and had many names, such as the Pink Floyd Sound, the Megadeths, the Architectural Abnormality, and even just plain old Pink Floyd. It was in 1965 that the band consisting of Syd Barrett, Nick Mason, Roger Waters and Richard Wright finally settled on the name, Pink Floyd, and began to develop their repertoire. The early days of Pink Floyd saw them become a part of London's underground music scene, playing in small venues such as the Marquee Club and St. Paul's Hall. They were eager to receive paid bookings and so under the guidance of their mentor Peter Jenner, a lecturer at London School of Economics, they developed a setlist which included many rhythm and blues songs. Their early success allowed them to tour extensively throughout Europe performing their albums, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, and Saucerful of Secrets. Pink Floyd was led by the late Syd Barrett's unique leadership and songwriting. Under Barrett's leadership, the band became a resident band at London's Countdown Club, a club near Kensington in West Hampstead. There they played three sets each evening, with one set being called Early Morning Pink. It was during this time that they recorded their first single, See Emily Play, which was released in June 1967. This marked their first recording time since the departure of Wright's friends in 1965. Pink Floyd was one of the first British psychedelic groups to popularize the concept album, their debut album, The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, becoming a rock classic. With their lush experimental record, they established themselves as pioneers in rock progressive rock. Their second album, A Saucerful of Secrets, included long instrumental passages and was a fusion of both making records and classical music. In 1969 with their third album, Uma Guma, Pink Floyd had firmly established themselves as pioneers in art rock and approach to making records that changed the dawn of music. Formed in 1965 in London, the band evolved from an earlier group of bluesmen, who went by several name changes before settling on Pink Floyd. In the late 1960s, they became one of the first groups to be signed to the Beatles' Apple label and were soon making waves on London's underground music scene. Combining the first names of two key members, Pink Floyd and their psychedelic sound gained a loyal fanbase and propelled them into popular music history. Founded in London in 1965, the band quickly became one of the first British psychedelic groups and are renowned for their elaborate live shows. Their music was often inspired by the live music experience, and many of their songs featured electric guitar innovations, pioneering psychedelic rock and early hard rock. The band had a strong influence on U.S. rock music as they combined elements of classic English music hall with blues-based rock. This created a rich songbook that enabled Pink Floyd to broaden their range within the realms of progressive, experimental, and psychedelic rock. Their best-selling album, The Wall, has become one of the most iconic records in rock history, illustrating with its cover art the themes explored within its tracks. During their tour supporting this album, Pink Floyd built a real brick wall on stage, an impressive feat which only added to their unique live experience. Pink Floyd have become renowned for their pioneering sound and elaborate live shows, which have been defining features throughout their career. They were formed in London in 1965, and quickly gained an early
following as one of the first British psychedelic groups. During their live gigs, they would minimize song repetition, instead opting to extend Pink Floyd sets with lengthy solos and extended songs. This created a unique Floyd sound, which has become iconic and instantly recognizable. In 1968, Pink Floyd joined forces with guitarist and vocalist Syd Barrett, who had a huge influence on the band's music, making The Dark Side of the Moon album possible. Syd Barrett was ultimately replaced by David Gilmour, who was called in to join the band after Syd left. This is all for today, friends. My name is Lisa, and this was episode 1 of This Week I Am Discussing the Pink Floyd Band. See ya next time.